Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olsisi, serial entrepreneur, passionate marketer, and owner at Segue Group. On the podcast, you will find valuable information about all things real estate, plus some fun stories told by a variety of guests. So if you like what you hear, then subscribe and invite any friends who you think may get some value from listening. Okay, well, welcome everybody. I am especially excited about this particular podcast episode today because, number one, not only is Angela Foote joining me and she is super duper fun, but we are also going to have a fun, not necessarily real estate related in terms of educational about real estate, but it's definitely going to be educational about Gainesville and the Alachua County market. And why is this? Because we are going to be reading comments that people added to a TikTok that we did. A bunch of people in the comments section were a little bit confused. We did something called Three Reasons to Move to Florida. And we got some really just passionate reactions from folks. And a lot of people, I think, don't really know what it's like to live here in Gainesville. And so Angela and I, being relocation specialists, are going to go through these TikTok comments and dispel these myths. So, Angela, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm, like I said, I know I sound excited because I am excited because I think this is so fun because it's like combining these two social media platforms that we've got going. I mean, we love doing TikToks. They're super fun. We have a huge following. This one has like, 18,000 views or something like that. And then lots of comments, which I, you know, we typically don't get that level of engagement, but this clearly, like, Florida really like fuels people, right? It boils their blood or something. I don't know. Huh?
People have things to say.
People have things to say. People have not nice things to say, but that's okay because that's the purpose, right? We're going to teach them all about Gainesville, which is not like most of Florida.
It's not like most of Florida. And I was just telling somebody that the other day. I said, you know, a lot of states kind of have a flavor and a feel, but Florida is so different.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are. I mean, you can drive 200 miles in the other direction and find a completely different way of talking, of living, of culture. So you can't really rubber stamp this is Florida when it comes to anything.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, what the funny thing is that Florida is like six states.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this is going to be really fun. So without further ado, I am going to start scrolling through most of these comments. I say most because
some cannot be repeated.
Some I shall not repeat, I will say. So, okay. So we're going to go into the first one that I can actually talk about. Well, Jerry, first of all, says he's packing as we speak, and he asked me to pick him up at the airport, which Jerry,
No,
I will not do that, Jerry. But I can send an Uber maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, well, actually I want to talk about, so the three reasons we gave to move to Florida are the majority of the year is sunny and warm.
Mm-hmm.
There's no state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cultural diversity all over the state. Okay. So these are the three things people are super passionate about. So one of the ones, other than Jerry's comment about picking him up at the airport, which I'm not going to do. Let's see. Some guy wants to look and talk to us because he's retiring. So I'm going to talk to that guy. So let's see. So, the first one that kind of is something I can talk about. So it says, but your outside space is in a netted outdoor room. No thanks. Stick with my villa overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. And all I can say to that is, I'd like to go to your villa in the Mediterranean Sea as well. However, since I can't do that right now, we will be staying in Gainesville. And yes, there is a net over the pool. And a lot of people think that we have to have those just because there are so many bugs. And look, I'm going to be forthright. We have bugs. We do. But we also have trees. We have lots and lots of trees.
Yeah.
And so what do we get? Leaves in our pool.
Lots and lots in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the big myth that people think, oh, they're like horrible bugs and you can't be outside. And really, I mean, yeah, part of the year, that's really true, but it's not it's not necessarily the case, you know, the reason for those, what people call cages. We call them lanais because that just sounds so much prettier, but I guess it is a cage looking thing over the pool. And here's something that I can say, you can get a tan by lying out, even if you're under the lanai. Have you ever experienced that, Angela?
Yeah, well, you can. Well, I don't tan, so not That's personally, true. But I yeah. have with other people. And I mean, there are pros and cons of having this or screened in enclosure, if you want to be technical. We right. do call it a cage sometimes, too. Yeah. And that is, of course, you can be out in the summertime, even when the bugs are bad, because, I mean, we're a swamp. I mean, we are. We're it's humid, and we have bugs here. And you can be outside and not have to worry about them, which is really nice. And keep the leaves out, but also it lowers the temperature by like 10 degrees when you're mm-hmm. under the enclosure, even though you can still get tan. But there are quite a few people I know who have pools and back and kind of outdoor lanais and do not have a screen. So it's really a personal preference. You don't have yeah. to have it. A lot do. There are pros and cons. You weigh the pros and cons and boom.
Yeah.
I have one. I prefer it.
Yeah, same, because I do have lots and lots of leaves around my house. And so the trees that, you know, the leaves are falling and don't want them inside my pool. Now I have a customer who bought a house who asked me if he needed one of these and he had no trees or anything around the house. I was like, no, you don't, you know, you're good. Just a few tiki torches in the summer and you're fine.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we've talk too much about this. Anyway. all right. So we're going to talk about, so one person said, which is hilarious. It said three things that suck about Florida, gators, sharks, and hurricanes. And I'm happy to say that we don't have sharks in Gainesville. We don't.
No, we don't.
We don't have hurricanes in Gainesville. I mean, really, I mean, they kind of come near us and around the state and everything, but they kind of break up by the time because we're in the center of the state. In case people don't know where Gainesville is, we are just smack dab in the middle. And so we've got a good amount of land on either side that breaks up the hurricane if it were to move through here. We get some wind, but that's about
it. Tropical storm.
Yeah, and then there's no Sharknado, so we don't get sharks like coming our way. We do have gators. That is true. We have both the University of Florida gators and then actual alligators. Another reason for a lanai, I will say that. You won't get one in your pool.
Yeah, this is something that I tell people. Now, and I will be honest, when I told my parents that I was moving to Florida, they were absolutely convinced I was going to get attacked by an alligator because in their mind, they're roaming the streets.
Right.
They're showing up on your doorstep. They're everywhere. And that is just not true. That's something that I have to explain to people is they like certain bodies of water and that's where they hang out. And they rarely kind of go away from that. Every once in a while, you'll have one. There was one on a freeway overpass here over. It was really randomly. One was in a parking lot over where Borders, the bookstore used to be, where Bed Bath & Beyond, it was just in the, because it had come out of one of the irrigation, the ducts or whatever.
Right.
So every once in a while, you do find one in a weird place, but really, they're just around, certain type of bodies of water that have the acid in them, you know, kind of the brown, murky water, and that's it. So you just have to be careful when you're out and about near a body of water. Otherwise, they're just not roaming the streets in packs. They're not.
It's, you know, I will say, like, so people love Miami and all of that. The iguanas like that, or the iguanas are there like that. Yeah.
What?
Or like that down there. Jeez. All right. So the iguanas are like that down there where they are roaming all over the place. So
the iguana got my baby.
I guess I know, right. Not a dingo. But yeah. So yes, the iguana. So we do, our gators are not like that. Like they do stick to certain areas. So there you go, Michael, who made a comment on our TikTok.
Yeah.
Those are three things that may suck about Florida.
But not Gainesville.
Not Gainesville. Yeah. So okay, so then user 856 blah 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 blah. You know what, user whatever, put your name. You know, at least tell me who you are. But anyway, so they said, too bad most of Florida is a cesspool of culture and intelligence. There are a few nice areas on the coast. well user, blah, blah, blah. There are a few nice areas on the coast. There are. I mean, we're not going to deny that. But at the same time, Gainesville is certainly not a cesspool of culture and intelligence. It is a pool of culture and intelligence. We have so many resources here. This is like a really brainy town. Angela's brainy. Angela's family's brainy. And we know lots of brainy.
I don't know how I did not dilute my gene pool, but...
There are smart people here in town.
There are so many interesting, intelligent people here, authors, CEO, scientists, medical people who are prominent in their, are world renowned in their fields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I know you're related to one of them. So
I'm married to one of them.
You're married to one. Yeah. Well, that's what I meant by related. And so the fact that we've got so many of those, I remember when I moved here, my grandmother asked me if we were going to be close to any doctors. We had medical care nearby and I cracked up because you can just like, you can bump into a doctor if you walk outside your door. They're everywhere. There are more doctors. I see more doctors than gators.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Some doctors are gators. That's different.
I tell people that the best place to have a heart attack is on an airplane in or out of Gainesville. Because chances are you're going to have at least four, maybe more doctors right there who can jump right at it and save you.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. So here's a funny story. It's not funny. This is terrible. It's terrible for the poor man, but I was at church on Easter a few years ago and a man had a heart attack and we were sitting with our friends who she is a nurse and her husband's an internist. And we were like, aren't you going to rush up there and help him? And they look up and they're like, well, I don't know. Like the head of cardiovascular medicine is actually taking care of him right now. So it's probably not necessary. In addition to two ER doctors. And I was like, okay, I get your point. Yeah, there's nothing for you to do there. It's definitely filled with doctors. And also we've got the biotech and tech sectors. I mean, it's not all medical, of course. So our biotech incubator is the world's best. The world's best biotechnology incubator is right here in Alachua County, in the city of Alachua, but that's like pretty much Gainesville too. There are areas of Florida that may not be as educated as Gainesville. However, we are incredibly brainy and that really makes our public schools really good. And that just helps with the whole overall culture. It's just a really informed town. And a multicultural town. That's one of the other beefs that somebody else had, saying it's not cultural or multicultural, but it really is, at least where we are. It's like a little United Nations. I mean, we've got people from everywhere around here, which is nice. And it just makes it interesting, and we all learn from one another and all of that. So let's see. So Kenny said that even if you have to a trade... Okay, well, Kenny, whatever, exactly. Well, I'm not even going to read this word by word for word because Kenny did not write this correctly. But anyway, he said, it's God's waiting room.
God's waiting room.
And
oh, you not go here to die?
Yes, I think that's what he meant.
You're talking about a retirement community?
Yeah, I guess there are retirement communities. There's like the Villages, which is like south of here.
There are a lot of retirees here, but...
There are, but not necessarily in Gainesville. Like, we do have retirees here. We have retirees here because it's inexpensive to live here and there are a lot of free activities. So it's great for them. It's great if they have grandkids and stuff like that. And then we've got the medical care. So yeah, we've got like also one of the largest VAs in addition to like the whatever, six other hospitals that just belong to the University of Florida. And then there's North Florida Regional Medical Center. So yeah, you've got all this great care. So it's a great place to retire. But the retirees I've noticed, the retirees that are here in Gainesville in particular, are really active.
They're active.
I have noticed that being a young town, like I was in Depot Park the other day and I just loved the energy there. And it wasn't necessarily an age thing, but because there are so many young people here, it just made it vibrant and fun. And that's what I get, you know, just from the general population where it's, you know, it's not really God's waiting room, as Kenny says, but it's God's playroom. I don't know. So it is. It's really fun. So let's see. Somebody else said in the not so distant future, it will all be underwater. And I would say that we probably won't be, because we're 100 feet above sea level. Now, I will say South Florida is having issues, and a lot of people are moving here from South Florida. And I don't know if it's for that reason in particular, of course, but they do move here for all the other reasons that we just stated in terms of like culture and education and blah, blah, blah. And probably because of the climate being a little bit more stable, I guess, in the near future. And that's a thing that a lot of people don't realize. Like Gainesville isn't very Floridian in terms of its just the geography and the climate, really. We have seasons. They're very short seasons sometimes, but they are. We do have seasons. There's ice on the ground in the winter. Then there's, of course, the Florida summer. And you just deal with the Florida summer. That's all you do. Angela, what do you tell people to do in the Florida summer?
Well, what I tell people is, well, first of all, I tell people when they go, oh, the summer's so hot. I'm like, yeah, you know, the summers are uncomfortable. It's hot and humid. But for me, winters and snow are painful. So I will take uncomfortable over painful. But one thing that you do in the summertime here, and it makes it super easy because everything's air conditioned, your car is air conditioned everywhere you go in. I mean, Florida knows how to do air conditioning. So that is not something you have to worry about. But everything you do, any activities, just need to revolve around water. You, when you're outside, you're by the pool, you're in the springs, you're in the lakes, you're kayaking, you're stand-up paddleboarding, or you're swimming, or you're at the beach. And there are so many water sports and water activities here that it's really easy to be outside and spend a lot of time, you know, being active outdoors, as long as it's just a water-related, you know, activity. And I just don't find it. It's just a great time to spend a lot of time outdoors in the water. So
yes. And that's why you moved to Florida, so you can be in the water all the time anyway.
And you know, you can jog year-round so that you can look okay in your swimsuit in the summer.
There you go. I like that.
Not that I do that, but...
Right, and neither do I at all, but...
But if you want to jog outside a lot and look good in your swimsuit, then you can.
If you are so inclined, you can do that. This is such a sporty town. Like everybody's all about like health and sports and blah, blah, blah. So you do get a lot of people jogging and biking all the time, all year round. Sometimes I wonder how they're even doing it because it's so flipping hot in August, but whatever, they do it. So good for them.
Get a little breeze when you're on the bike, I guess.
That's true. Yeah. On the bike. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the weather. And so, yes, we have seasons here, believe it or not. Our leaves turn. It gets nice and cold in the winter some days. I judge how cold it gets by how many days I can wear boots and my cute winter outfits. I've been able to do that a lot this year.
And we take full advantage of that. It's like,
oh yeah. I'll like change three times a day sometimes, yeah, just for that.
Just to evolve the wardrobe, get them all in.
Yeah, for sure. And that's not just on days when we're filming our TikToks. I just do that regularly because I'm that way. So another thing that people said is that the money that you save by not paying state income tax, they said that it's going to be offset by the money you spend on private school because the public schools are garbage. And I would like to say that that is absolutely not true. At least it's not true here because we have such a well-rounded, multicultural, very intellectual community. The schools are really good. The public schools, Angela, your kids went, or one of them went all the way through on public school, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your experience.
Well, the nice thing is they have not just good schools, but they also provide different types of programs and magnet schools. And, you know, they even have a culinary school at one of the public schools. They have a Cambridge program. They have International Baccalaureate program. They have an entrepreneur program. You know, all the public schools offer an array of choices for whatever. They even have a science and technology school that's a public school. But the high school that my son went to had the national math champion team. They've been the national math champions for quite a few years. And so he got the opportunity to travel all over the country and compete in math competitions. And of course, he brought home a lot of trophies, and he wound up getting into a really great college, Berkeley, based on his participation with this program. So we were very happy with the public schools. And like you said, because we have a college-educated community, they sort of require and support that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So there you go. Now, my kid did go to private, and it was an outstanding education as well. So really, it's just like pick your poison. Which one do you prefer? You know, well, it's not poison, but whatever. Choose, you know, which one of the two you prefer. Do you want private or do you want public? And the good thing is you have that option. And so, you know, I grew up in South Florida where we didn't really have too much of that option. Like I, you know, the public schools back then at least weren't the most stellar. And so, you know, we didn't have that choice. So I love the fact that that's something that we can do here very easily. All right, let's see. Well, so Mike commented that it's one of the most dangerous states. Many people who move can't wait to leave. And I will say, I don't know. I mean, maybe other parts of it, but not here. So not where we are. So I think maybe our TikTok should have just said reasons to move to Gainesville, not to Florida in general.
Taking every stereotype from every corner and kind of mashing them all into one.
So yeah, that's not good. But yes, it is not dangerous here. I speak because I come from a place that's a little bit more dangerous. And no, it's great. In terms of a city, I mean, we have about 250,000 people in the metro area, roughly. And I would think that for a city that size, it's quite safe. Naturally, I'm not a police officer. I'm not in any kind of law enforcement. I can't tell you actual crime stats or every area of town. But I would say overall, I feel personally very safe here. And always have. And then in terms of can't wait to leave, let's see, Angela, when did you come here?
Well, I moved here in 1995, and I was going to stay here for my husband's residency and then leave. And okay, we stayed. That happens to a lot of people.
It happens to so many people. So we graduated and left, and 2 years later, well, 2.5 years later, came back for what I said was 2.5 years. And now we are still here, and it's been 23. So there you go.
And what was it that they called it? The curse. There's this old wives' tale about a curse here in Gainesville, that once you come here and you spend some time here, you keep getting sucked back here.
Totally.
It doesn't let you go. Did you hear that when you first moved here?
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't hear that when I first moved here. Like, I guess, you know, I just didn't know a lot. I knew you, but I didn't know a lot of other people. Well, I hear it now all the time.
I mean, people had this right, like, whole thing about how you just could never leave here. Once you come here, it's really, really hard to leave, which is not true. There are people who leave, but
I'd say most people, even if they do leave, they're really sad to leave, because our friend recently did that, Angela, you know, mm-hmm. and she moved over. She moved to Utah you went to visit her. The place is phenomenal, right?
Oh, right, right. But she really misses the people, especially.
Right. That's the thing. The people. The people are just so nice here that it's really, really difficult to break away from that. You know, because, I mean, you and I travel all the time, or at least we did before COVID, right? So we're going to be.
We will again.
We're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. And all over the world. And I will say, there are very few cities in the world that are as multicultural as this one, which that's a big deal. That's saying quite a lot, but that's how I feel. You know, we don't, and because it's multicultural, you would think that people wouldn't get along, but they do. And it's just kind of, we're like each other's family, you know, that's probably what it is.
I was just going to mention one little thing about that. My husband's center, they have a potluck. And once or twice a year, or did, you know, before COVID, and they'll do it again. And it was always really fun because everybody's from all over and everybody brings the traditional dishes from their country. And so this potluck is like 40 dishes from all over the world because everybody there is from all over the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, that's super cool. And that you're going to find that if you've got kids and your kids are in school, that's going to happen too. Your kids' friends are going to be from all over the world. So you get perspectives. And later in life, if they move back to their respective countries, you'll have friends all over the globe. And that's super cool. All right. So this other person who didn't give their name, but it's user different number, says that there's humidity 9 months of the year. And I want to say no. There's humidity 12 months of the year.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But if anybody has ever seen Angela's picture or my picture, we are in our 80s. And the humidity is awesome. It does wonders for your skin. So, you know, pros and cons, right? There is no desert air here to crack our skin. We're looking young. We look young. But there are also a lot of great places to get skin treatments. Yeah. But anyway, aside from that, you know, the humidity, we're not going to tell you that there isn't any, but there are some advantages to the humidity as well. So just keep that in mind.
Not your hairdos. That is not an advantage. No.
But you know what's funny? Okay. So I will say something about the hairdos. Just want to interject here. If you know how to do your hair in Florida, girlfriend, you can do your hair anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went and got one of those dry bar blowouts or whatever, and the person couldn't do my hair correctly. And I thought, I know how to do hair because I'm from Florida. And if it looks good here, it can look good anywhere. So
you got to learn all the tricks.
There you go. There you go.
I will say, I just got back from an arid climate. And while I was out there, my eyes were dry. I always thought I was super tired because my eyes were just really dried out. And my nose, it was hard to breathe. I was getting bloody noses.
Yeah. And,
you know, my skin was really dry, my lips and my hands. And I would just wake up in the morning. Waking up all night long and drinking. And so it does.
Not drinking water.
Well, as far as you know. But,
well, right, I guess. That dehydrates you, though, if you're not drinking water.
No, I mean, I get pretty uncomfortable when I go to arid climates because I'm so used to the humidity, and it just, you know, it keeps everything, it keeps your wrinkles at bay, it keeps your lips moist,
That's true.
Your nose, you know, kind of clear, and except for, you know, when allergy season comes, but.
Right, you know, but anything's going to have pros and cons that way, you know. So, but yeah, you get that Florida glow. There you go.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of sweat, but it's also, you know.
It's a little like the high pro glow, but it's for humans.
Right. Oh, man. So, okay. So I want to touch on the last one. This person's username is I Have a Name, which I, props to you for doing this one. I thought that was funny. But so they said, find me a house with those amenities affordably and I'll be there.
Ooh.
So I don't know what somebody's definition of affordable is, but the house that we have on this particular TikTok, it's got 4 bedrooms, an office, a gigantic bonus room. It's on an acre of land. It's got a pool with solar heat and said cage that everybody keeps talking about over it. And it is in a part of town that's zoned for A schools. It doesn't even have like an HOA, like a homeowners association or anything like that. And we listed that at about $550,000. So compared to most parts of the country or most large areas, that is a deal. And of course it's a deal. Like right now, housing is a little bit crazy, not just here, but in most parts of the country. So lots of people love this house. It is affordable. I think it's affordable for what you're getting in terms of something like that. Another reason to move to the Gainesville area. So anything else that you want to talk about, Angela? Any other myths that you've heard that you want to dispel?
Any other myths? I'm trying to think. I think we did a pretty good job of touching on them. I'm sure when I get off, I'll go, oh yeah, no.
I know. That's okay, because we can just do another episode. No big deal. So something that we both like, because we didn't come from it, is the Southern culture.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different type of Southern culture. Because I lived in Atlanta, and that was a whole other kind of Southern culture than what we have here in Gainesville. I mean, we've got the hospitality portion of it, but then we also have that combined with the multicultural aspect of it. So it's kind of like everybody's friendly and polite, but to everybody else. I don't know how else.
Not to you.
I don't know. You know, like, you know what I'm going with that? Like, everybody just seems to be really, really nice to one another. In fact, I had somebody who moved here recently, and she was really confused because somebody, one person, was a little bit harsh to her. Now, this person's from the Northeast, okay? And she said, oh, this one person wasn't that nice. And I was really confused because everybody else is so nice here. And I thought, you've kind of lost your thick skin coming from the Northeast because, you know, you don't really get that kind of, I don't know, mushy feeling, you know, from everybody. Not everybody's so sweet. But yeah, so there you go. You get accustomed to it really, really fast. And we do say no, ma'am, and yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir. And that confuses everybody.
Yeah, and the Miss Anna. Like, people call me Miss Angela, Miss Anna, where I came from. That was, yeah, you don't say that. But I think it's cute. No. I actually have adopted it, and so have my kids. But I would say that that's one of the things that really surprised me about Florida is I didn't realize kind of from north of Orlando, you think of, you know, Southern culture being in the South, which it is, but it isn't in Southern Florida, it's in Northern Florida. And you're really kind of still a part of the Bible Belt and the people who are born and raised here, which there aren't a lot of people who are born and raised in Florida. A lot of the people here are transplants, but the people who are born and raised here actually have a Southern accent. And there's a real Southern culture here, the Southern charm, the Southern hospitality, the Southern food. And I did not anticipate that. I thought Florida, I thought that kind of that Bible Belt, Southern charm sort of thing ended at the Florida-Georgia line, but it really doesn't. It all through the panhandle, clear into Jacksonville. I have a friend who was born and raised in Jacksonville who had the Southern debutante ball, the whole thing. So
I love that.
And then, like I said, you kind of drop down a little bit more south toward Orlando, then it does start to go away. But the northern part of Florida still is a part of the South.
Yeah, for sure. But here, you don't get too much of it. I mean, like, if a little bit of the outskirts, you do get that because people are local, you know, born and raised. But again, because here in Gainesville proper, there are very few people who are native to this area. And so you hear all sorts of different accents and languages, but people still adopt the hospitality portion of it, even though they're from places that aren't necessarily Southern or maybe not necessarily hospitable. And it's easy to adopt that just, you know, from being here, you know, you assimilate, you just become part of our culture here in Gainesville. So I do love that. If I ever don't live here, I will miss that.
Yeah, you can just be who you are here.
That is true. You can be whoever you are here. And nobody really says much. You know, people are just really quirky. It's all good. Yeah, there's a lot of acceptance here of everything.
Which is good. That's been good for me. I would have to say I've done quite well here in terms of getting along and finding friends. And
so I think the lesson, the takeaway here is that Gainesville is a little gem inside or like right at the heart of this state that apparently people think is completely crazy. And so we have hopefully dispelled some of those myths. I think that on future TikToks, we are going to go there. I think I'm going to talk about those things because I think it's, I would like to hear more feedback from people because that's always fun to read. Well, maybe not always fun. Sometimes they're a little not appropriate comments, but that's okay. And for the people who did say nice things about me, I appreciate that. So thanks for all the fun comments. But I hope we've dispelled, you know, some of the negative ones. So, All right. Well, thanks, Angela, for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for letting me come along.
I appreciate that. And here we'll keep trucking, keep doing our relocation stuff, and hopefully we'll get some more amazing people coming to Gainesville and joining us here in our little quirky town. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And next week, we'll go back to educational content, but hopefully you had some fun with us today. And we gave you some stuff to think about. And hey, if you want to come to Gainesville, then just hit us up and we'll help you relocate over here. Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!